I'm Mitch Wertley. This is VPR News. Last night, supporters of the LGBTQ community held vigils around the state and across the country to pay respect to the victims of the mass shooting in Orlando. In Burlington, officials estimated between 1,500 and 2,000 people turned out for the march down Church Street and a vigil held in City Hall Park. VPR's Liam Connors reports.
The sun broke out over an overcast sky as the crowd gathered in front of the First Unitarian Universalist Society of Burlington to begin the march down to City Hall Park. Except for the marching band leading the procession, everyone was quiet. Some held signs expressing solidarity with the victims of the shooting. Shop workers paused outside their shops to watch the crowd, which spanned nearly four blocks as they made their way down Church Street. The attack in Orlando took place at a nightclub, and at City Hall Park, Kim Fountain, the executive director of Pride Center of Vermont, highlighted the significance of bars and clubs in LGBTQ culture.
It's a place that we go for refuge from a really hostile world, and even that safety was taken from most of us when the shooting happened.
A number of local and state leaders were at the vigil, including Senator Bernie Sanders. In his remarks, Sanders emphasized that the motives of the shooter might never be known.
But this is what we do know and must never forget. We know that one hateful person committed this terrible crime, not an entire people or an entire religion.
Sanders also called on people to stay united and take pride in diversity.
Our job is not to allow politicians, Mr. Trump, or anyone else to divide us up by where our family came from, the color of our skin, our religion, or our sexual orientation.
Mayor Moreau Weinberger, Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo, and Imam Islam Hassan of the Vermont Islamic Society also addressed the crowd. The imam condemned the attacks and thanked the Vermont faith community for its support of the Muslim community.
And we're here just to pay you back the solidarity and to tell you we're here behind you to support you. And what happened is evil, and evil has no place here.
After the rally, people scattered throughout the park, standing in the remaining sunlight and talking. Lee Richardson is a sophomore at Castleton University. Richardson said, as a member of the queer community, it was essential to come to the vigil and reassuring to see so many people out in support.
We hear a lot in the news media lately that people aren't on our side, that they're not supporting us. And to have that support, it really makes me feel like we can make the changes that need to happen.
What sort of change? Richardson said to start with, finding a way to revive the Pride group in Rutland. For VPR News, I'm Liam Connors.